All right, and welcome to Between the Bubbles. This is our first short podcast. Basically, what the shorts are, we've explained it a few episodes ago, but what they'll be are just short in-between episodes, usually 15 to 20 minutes about one specific topic, or maybe just an interview with a friend or with someone who's an expert on something. And so we're really excited to do this very first one. Our first one consists of two parts. The first part was me interviewing a young gentleman I just met by the name of Matthew. He just turned 4 in June, and he's cute as a button. He's going to tell you all about who his favorite superheroes are and why he likes them. And the second part is an interview with Matthew's stepdad, Jordan. I can do names right. I really can. And Darren interviews him about Spider-Man and X-Men, why they're his favorite superheroes, and all that kind of stuff. So we really hope you enjoy, and there's some fun interviews. All right, so I'm here talking with our friend Matthew. How old are you, Matthew?
4.
You are 4, and you're very precocious for 4. You know a lot of stuff about superheroes, don't you?
Yes.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man? How come?
Because he shoots webs and has a Spider-Man shield.
He does. He shoots webs, huh? What does he do with those webs?
He wraps up bad guys.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool power, isn't it?
Yep.
So, what are some other superheroes that you like?
I like Batman.
Why do you like Batman?
Because he is cool.
He is pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
So, tell me about this new superhero you invented this morning. What's his name?
His name is Green Ninja.
Green Ninja? And what are Green Ninja's powers?
He can shoot green plant things.
Yeah, plant things like what?
Vines.
Yeah, he uses vines, and what does he do with the vines?
He wraps up bad guys in them.
So it's kind of like how Spider-Man wraps up bad guys in the webs, but Green Ninja wraps them up in vines?
Yeah.
Do you know who else uses vines to wrap up people?
Huh?
Poison Ivy. Do you know who Poison Ivy is?
No.
She's one of the bad guys in the Batman. She's one of Batman's worst enemies. She can control all the plants.
Why?
Because she can. She was exposed to chemicals, and that made her like a crazy plant lady. So, you like Spider-Man, and you like Green Ninja, and who else? And Batman. Who else are some of your favorite superheroes?
I like what's other superheroes?
What do you call Jordan and your mom? What are your three superhero names together?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, Iceman, and Firestar, like from the show Spider-Man and His Super Friends, right?
Amazing Friends.
You're right. I got the title wrong. You're pretty impressive, buddy. You know all sorts of stuff about superheroes. So, do you like that show?
Yep.
What's your favorite thing that happens in that show?
I like because they fight bad guys and they always win.
They always win, huh? Spider-Man's really good at making sure they win.
Yeah.
So, you're Spider-Man, right?
Yep.
And Jordan is Iceman?
No.
Oh, Jordan's also Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
So, Spider-Man 1 and Spider-Man 2?
Yep.
Are you Spider-Man 1 or Spider-Man 2?
Spider-Man 2.
Does that mean that you're like Miles Morales, who is Spider-Man 2?
Yeah.
Did you know he has cooler powers than regular Spider-Man does?
Why?
Because he can shoot webs and do all of the cool stuff that Spider-Man can do, but he also has this, like, stinger power where he can sting people and then it makes them go unconscious. How cool is that?
Watch this. Ding.
Ah, you stung me! You are Spider-Man too!
Yeah.
And his costume is black and red and it's super cool looking.
Yep.
And did you know he's just a little guy? He's just like a little kid, but he's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because, like, Peter Parker, he's all grown up, but Miles is just like a little guy. He's only 13.
Well, yeah.
I know. Say, call him Spider-Man, but it should be like Spider-Kid, huh?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for talking with me, Matthew, for a little bit. It sure was fun to talk with you about superheroes. So do you have any one thing you want to say about superheroes to all our listeners? What do you want to say? Why do you like superheroes?
Because they're cool.
Because they're cool. I think that's a good enough reason for me.
All right, here we are with another one of our many and great shorts. We have here a great, great dear friend of Brayden and mine. His name is Jordan. He is moving across country, and in the process, he has graced us with his presence. And we wanted to interview him because Jordan is a huge X-Men and Spider-Man fan. So just wanted to ask him some questions about why he likes X-Men, who are his favorite characters, and exactly why does he love Spider-Man, and just to get us off started. So, well, Jordan, introduce yourself.
Howdy, my name is Jordan Bledsoe, and it's true, I do like X-Men and Spider-Man, but I have to make a confession that I'm not a big comic book reader.
That's okay.
I respect them, and I do enjoy them.
Well, that's why we want to interview you, because it's always fascinating to hear when people who don't read the comics, what draws you to the characters and what got you introduced. So, well, let's start on X-Men first, Jordan. What got you into X-Men?
It's kind of random, but I dated a girl that loved the animated series from the 90s.
Who doesn't?
And so she introduced me, and it slowly grew from that series to another series to a full-fledged fetish.
So, of the TV shows, which ones have you seen?
I've seen all of the X-Men TV shows.
So, X-Men Evolution and Wolverine
yeah,
and X-Men?
Yeah, X-Men Evolution was hard to bear, but I gutted it out.
The X-Men?
Yes.
That's devotion. I don't know if you can hear me. That's devotion.
I've never seen Pride of the X-Men. I'm taking it. It's not very great.
It's not horrible, but it's not good.
It's just a failed pilot for a series that.
From the in the
80s, late 80s.
I had that one. That's what got me to X-Men first. I got it at a Scholastic book fair. Well, I don't know why I bought a movie at a book fair, but that's what happened. And that was like right around the time the cartoon came out, the one that we know and love. So, how do you feel about the X-Men movies?
I think, let's see. The older ones, I thought one was good, two was fantastic.
The best scene is the beginning.
Three was pretty bad, but if you can close your eyes for about 10 minutes of the movie, then it's pretty good.
What are those 10 minutes?
Everything that involves Angel and most of the other minor characters, like the spiky-faced guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not too familiar with X-Men. I don't know if he's in the comic books or not, but it seemed like they just pulled out some random people that they made up, which was a huge, terrible choice. Especially because, how many X-Men do you have to pull from in the comic books? I mean, 100. You know, I don't know if there's 100, but there's tons. And I don't know why they made... Who knows? Maybe someone will comment and say that he is from the comic books, but I thought he was a lame character as well. So, who then is your... Who's your favorite X-Men?
You know, it's hard for me to pick a favorite. I mean, if I say which... Who's my favorite superhero? It's definitely Spider-Man. When it comes to the X-Men, they work so well as a team. It's so hard to pick one.
So, is there three?
Three. Okay, let's think here. Nightcrawler, Colossus, and even though it's cliche, Wolverine. Just because he's so true to himself. Wherever he appears, I mean, whatever that self is, he's... You always know what Wolverine's going to say and do, because he's Wolverine.
Yeah. Now, I'm curious about Colossus. Why Colossus? Because he's actually my favorite X-Men, because I found him as these rubbery pliable characters. You know, they had the wires in the toy, and you could, like, bend them. And I got that toy when I think it was 8, and ever since then, I loved him. And then when I had the X-Men game, the arcade game, where he could be Nightcrawler, Colossus, Cyclops, I was always Colossus, because I just loved that he was... so strong. And I've talked about this in other podcasts. I mean, that's why I love the Incredible Hulk, because I'm 5'8" and, you know, 130 pounds, so I like the strong characters. But why do you like Colossus?
Well, this is pulling mostly from the 90s animated series, because I haven't read very many comics. But
good, because
if you've been reading the comics lately, you would hate him with a passion like I do. I can't stand... Well, let's be straight. I can't stand any of the X-Men at this point. Thanks, Avengers vs. X-Men. Make me hate the whole team. But, you know, he's been a total douche. But that's a topic for another day.
Well, in the 90s animated series, he
really
is the nicest guy in the world.
For the sister.
He's really soft-spoken, and everywhere he goes, he is persecuted because he's very, very large and strong. But he's like...
And he's a foreigner. He's Russian.
Yeah, and he's Russian. And he doesn't get any love in Russia or America. Which is one of the reasons why I like X-Men, is because they're always fighting for what they think is right, but the world is just hates them back. Which I like that that X-Men really deals with a lot of deeper themes, like racism.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you what drew you to the X-Men as a whole, and then you just answered it. Perfect.
Yeah.
So, how do you feel about X-Men First Class?
I thought it was great. I wasn't totally blown away, but I think there's a lot of promise for the series. I thought that the darker tone was good. I thought they did a really good job with Magneto and Xavier.
Those two are phenomenal.
If I had to say a criticism, it would be that I didn't feel like they did a very good job with the other characters. And they could have even either given them 30 more minutes or just almost cut them out completely and just made it the Magneto and Xavier show.
It felt like you had two different themes going on. You had the serious theme with Magneto and Xavier and their relationship, and then you had the party high school theme. It was like, what? I don't know. I feel the same way. I liked the movie, but I didn't love it because of the other minor characters.
And the butterfly character was completely ridiculous.
Yep.
She like almost ruined it for me. I had to just not think about it.
Well, this is what my huge deal was, is X-Men, the theme of minorities and persecution, and then the two black characters, one turns bad, the other one dies. Really? Really. That was my big gripe about it.
It actually really bugged me when she turned bad, because no one just, you're good, you're happy, you're with your friends, someone shows up, starts killing your friends, and then you walk over to their side.
Yeah, I just... Wow, the two minority characters in the movie, I just feel like they crapped on them. I was really upset about that, but anyway, another discussion for another time. So now let's go on to Spider-Man.
Okay.
Why is Spider-Man your favorite superhero?
Kind of like X-Men, I like him because he's such a good guy and nobody loves him, which is kind of a common theme in the Marvel comics. But, you see it especially in like, Spider-Man 2. But, like, he's just a good kid trying to make things work in his life. And the harder he tries, it seems like the more people hate him.
Yeah, what do you feel like... Because a lot of people feel like that they can relate to Peter Parker because of that. I mean, so I loved him in the cartoons growing up because something always went wrong, but he always did the right thing regardless. And it would kind of inspired me to want to be more like that. Did you feel like that's kind of the same thing, or is there another way that you related to him?
I've never really thought about relating to him, but I found that like when I watch the movies, I cry easily, and when I watch the animated series, I still almost cry easily. So like, I'm obviously must be relating with him somehow.
Yeah, yeah. How did you feel? Have you seen The Amazing Spider-Man yet?
I haven't yet.
How do you feel about them doing a reboot of Spider-Man?
When I first saw the teaser trailer a year ago, I thought it was completely ridiculous, and I laughed. But when the newer trailers started coming out, and you started seeing toys in Walmart, I got pretty excited, and I'm actually really excited to see it now.
What changed your mind with seeing the new trailers and the new toys?
You know, I think it was just hearing how hopeful people were that this was going to be good. Because, I mean, when I watched the trailers, I didn't exactly think that it was going to be... I mean, there was nothing about the trailers that specifically made me think it was going to be better. But just hearing all the hype and hearing... there was that interview with the main actor at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that clip on YouTube and where he said that he himself was a big fan. That got me pretty excited.
How do you feel about the Lizard being the main villain?
I haven't seen it yet, but... My first thought was I really hope that they made him like the cartoon series from the 90s, because that character presented there was a good guy who was just dealing with something that kept resurfacing. And so even though he was someone that Spider-Man had to always fight, he was never a bad guy. Even when he was the Lizard, it was like, okay, we need to
You're always cheering for him.
Yeah.
I know I was. as a little kid.
So, but I've heard that that's not quite the same character. So, I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Have you seen Spectacular Spider-Man?
No.
I've heard great things about that when I was...
It's on my Amazon wish list.
As it's on my Netflix wish list. Okay, two last questions. Yes. One for X-Men, one for Spider-Man. Of the X-Men, which episode is your all-time favorite? And from any of the cartoon series that you've seen. Or even the movies. What episode or moment?
Let's see. I love the Phoenix Saga because it's just so out there. And it's really sci-fi fantasy packed. Let's see. But I also love the part where they do Days of Future Past. And there's so many... That's what I love about the... about that series is there's so many like three-part episodes or four-part episodes, or like the Dark Phoenix, I think it, saga is another four-part episode. So I like most of those. Anything with a longer story arc, but especially the Phoenix saga, more so than the Dark Phoenix saga. But
well, the Dark Phoenix saga, I mean, it's just heart-wrenching because you love Jean Grey and you see how just different and nasty she becomes, and obviously it's the Phoenix. But now going to Spider-Man, which either the moment from the movies or, you know, one of the episodes from the TV shows that you've seen, what is your favorite?
Let me think. This isn't anything amazing, but I love when he gives up being Spider-Man for a little while and then comes back, because it's kind of like
in Spider-Man 2, the movie?
Yeah. Because it's kind of like he learns who he is and learns what he's got to do again. And I think that that's something we all experienced, that we'll, you know, we have goals that we're shooting for, and then we have these moments where we stop and try and figure out what we really want. And it's a refreshing feeling to realize that you were on the right path and it was what you really wanted.
Well, thank you very much, Jordan. Thank you for letting us interview you. You're great.
Pleasure.
And we'll both be very, very sad when you leave our state, go on to new and exciting and better things. So, well, that's another episode of Between the Bubbles, and hope you enjoyed it.
Hey, you know the drill by now. Almost Midnight Media produced this podcast. I, Braden, am the editor, and it's released under a Creative Commons license. You know, normal stuff.